you got, I need.
If you want to be the best, work harder than the rest.
Whatever you got today, I got to have.
You don't want to be the best, we'll just work like the rest.
All we can do is keep fighting, you know what I'm saying?
Welcome to the Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show.
NFL Weekly Countdown Show.
With your hosts, Mean Gene, Ronnie Brooks, and Rod Johnson.
All we can do is keep fighting, you know what I'm saying?
A unique brand of sports talk that focuses primarily on week-to-week NFL matchups.
I'm ready to smash somebody.
Player and guest interviews, game analysis, and predictions.
It's the complete NFL Countdown Show.
And it kicks off with the Sports Kings
right now.
Live from the Quick and Loan studios of Yahoo Sports Radio. Here they are, the Yahoo Sports Kings, Mean Gene, Ronnie Brooks, and Rod Johnson.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Yahoo Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show here on Yahoo Sports Radio. I am your host, Mean Gene, the Sports Machine, and it's another week of NFL football talk as we count down to the start of the NFL season, which is going to start in September, and that game against the Pittsburgh Steelers and the New England Patriots, the former Super Bowl champions, New England Patriots, folks. Once again, Mean Gene here, and I am joined here today by one of the Sports Kings again. We're going to talk about this, okay, because we are a three-headed monster. We have been telling you that for the longest, but please welcome my man, Ronnie Brooks, who, wait a minute, don't say nothing yet, Ronnie. Folks, you may have seen Ronnie Brooks hanging out with the Little Leaguers in San Bernardino, California. We saw him on TV, got on TV. He finally made the big time. Ronnie, welcome to the show.
Glad to be on the show, and I want to wish my Sweetwater Valley Little League team for one game away from the Little League World Series, and we play the winner of tonight's game, in a future game, Hawaii or Utah, and we can't wait.
Hey, Ron, you pulling double duty, man. I got to give it to you because you're all on this Little League World Series. As we know, this time of the year, that's big time news, and of course, you're also, you know, dabbling into the NFL. You know, the Chargers had a little action there in the first week of preseason. So we'll be talking about that, folks. So we have a jam-packed show for you. As a matter of fact, Rod Johnson. Now, let me tell you what's happening. Rod was on this Alaskan cruise here. But this time, Rod is suspended, Ronnie. He has a one-show suspension. Because we went back and we looked at how poorly he performed in last year's Fantasy Football League as the commissioner that he is. He gets a one-show suspension. We didn't know how to punish him, so we decided to do that. So that's what's happening today. He is not on a cruise today. He's setting this one out, and rightfully so.
Man, that's kind of messed up, Gene.
That's what happens, Ronnie. You can't be the commissioner of a football league and don't make the playoffs. I mean, come on. He's been the commissioner of our football league for about 8 years, and I can only remember him winning this thing maybe once. But anyway, I'm not going to rag too much on Rod. Hot Rod Johnson will be back next week. But, folks, hey, today we got a great show for you. We do have from the Carolina Panthers and the Charlotte Hornets, sports writer Dustin Pfeiffer is going to join us. Dustin is a regular on this show. He always joins us right about this time, and we normally get him back in midweek to see what the Carolina Panthers are doing. He's going to come on and talk about that scuffle Cam Newton got into earlier in the week, Ronnie. You know, and this is going to be great. I can't wait. We're also going to talk about the some NFL offenses that have what we like to consider a three-headed monster, meaning these teams got at least, you know, maybe a great quarterback, a great running back, a wide receiver, something that gives them an edge and possibly would make them a threat here in this 2015 season. So we're going to talk about that, and we also will talk about defenses, okay? There's a couple of teams out there that you would be surprised who will be the top defenses. And yeah, Seattle might be in the conversation, but you're going to be surprised to see who we have as, you know, potential other top defenses here in the NFL coming up this season, Ronnie.
Yeah, there's a lot of teams that, upgraded their defense. Got a lot of young talent, and just like the Chargers did some upgrading, and we're going to see how it plays out. I mean, you know, from college to the pros is a different ball game, and a lot of teams help themselves, so we'll see. We're going to see how it goes.
Yeah, we're going to see how it goes. And then later on in the show, as always, I mean, we always got to talk about some exciting news, of course. Now, the Dallas Cowboys got their first preseason game underway against the San Diego Chargers, and I know a lot of people running, and I know we're going to talk about this later on in the show, but Romo did not play, but Brandon Whedon did not look impressive whatsoever.
Well, you know, backups are supposed to only, you know, they don't get a lot of reps. And it, sometimes it happens, you know, and it is preseason. So, you know, they got a couple weeks to get in the ball game. But I wouldn't depend on Whedon the way he looked.
I know. I mean, you got to be concerned if you're a Dallas Cowboys fan. I mean, yeah, certainly. Yeah, Tony Romo is going to start. You know that. But you could not be impressed with what you saw from Brandon. Maybe he has been smoking too much Whedon. I had to, man. I couldn't resist it. But anyway, we're going to be talking about that a little bit later on in the show. And, of course, Fantasy Football League, you know, it's that time of the year. I know teams, people all over the country are getting ready to play Fantasy Football League and play Fantasy Football. So we're going to talk about that a little bit. And Tom Brady in the NFL. The story does not go away, folks. We will highlight what's happening with the latest with the NFL, PA, and the NFL and the court systems. And Geno Smith and the Jets. We would talk to Geno, but I don't think he's in a position to talk right now because he got knocked the hell out. So we will be talking a little bit about that, Ronnie, because that's some amazing stuff.
Well, you better pay your debt.
Yeah, that's basically what it boiled down to, folks. I mean, if you don't pay your debts, then things could happen. But anyway, folks, stick around. Sit down, get ready, relax, because you are listening to the Yahoo Sports Kings right here on Yahoo Sports Radio.
Or in your car, just go to StreamYSR.com. That way you never miss a moment of Yahoo Sports Radio. You can also download our mobile apps right there. They're free, and they're always on.
Yahoo Sports Radio.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard Hard Cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served. In a pint glass. Angry Orchard. When you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard Hard Cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Hey, you want to increase your brain power? Be smarter? Improve your memory and focus? Well, there is a new brain supplement called Mental Bright, made with ingredients that naturally enhance your mental abilities. Mental Bright is so confident in their formula that if you try it and it doesn't work, they'll write you a check for 10% more than you paid for it. That's 110% money back guarantee. Mental Bright's ingredients are scientifically proven to work. Go to MentalBright.com to start improving your brain abilities today. To brighten your mind, go to mentalbright.com.
Waking up with the Zags.
With all due respect, University of Michigan, you can't call yourself the Big House when you are taking out seats with their 109,000 or so odd stadium. Down to like 107 now. They couch it as enhancing the fan experience. They lean on things like traffic flow.
Yes, 107,000 will really lighten things up instead of 109.
Yeah, actually 2,000 is fine.
The Steve Zags Show. Mornings.
6 to 10 Eastern.
On Yahoo Sports Radio. The Steve Zabin Show.
It so perfectly syncs up with one of our favorite sound bites.
Knock, knock. So, you got my money?
Got my money?
Huh? Oh, yeah, I'll pay you soon.
Yeah, well, here's a suggestion. Have the money by tomorrow and there won't be any problems.
Huh?
Yeah, 24 hours.
Why? What happens in 24 hours?
Waking up America like no one else.
I don't know. Not psychic, man. I'm just saying it would probably be better for everybody if you had the money tomorrow. Yeah, all right. I'll see what I can do.
Sweet.
Sweet. Sweet.
All right, Gino. Yes.
How's everything else going?
Good.
All right. See you later. Don't forget. Nah, you're not going to forget.
Nah, Gino's not going to forget. $600, they say, over a plane flight and a rental car or a hotel for a kids camp that IKNM Poly was hosting back home in Texas, Hoogerville.
A kids camp.
Right, it's for the children.
The Steve Zabin Show. Mornings.
6 to 10 Eastern.
On Yahoo Sports Radio.
It's Sports X Radio, live from Vegas.
It's Sports X Radio with Ken Thompson.
Is the only kicker in the College Football Hall of Fame. He is Kevin Butler, still working with the Georgia Bulldogs. You knew that Nick Chubb had potential, but I don't think anybody thought that Chubb was going to step up the way he did.
Nick Chubb is the man, and nobody expects him to do what he did and averaged 154-yard game.
Ken Thompson and Sports X Radio, weeknights, live from Vegas.
10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern.
On Yahoo Sports Radio.
Listen to this. That's the sound of you losing weight with Nutribullet, the superfood nutrition extractor. Nutribullet turns ordinary fresh food into superfood. In about 30 seconds, Nutribullet breaks down fruits and vegetables, creating a deliciously healthy drink your body can absorb for a satisfying blast of nutrition that can help you drop pounds fast.
I lost about 10 pounds and feel amazing.
I've lost 17 pounds. I've lost almost 10 inches.
I've lost about 40 pounds.
I love it. I've never felt this good in my life. Never.
The Nutribullet 30-day slim down plan is easy and risk-free. If you don't lose the weight within 30 days, return it for a full refund. Order today and get a month's supply of our fat-burning Boost, a $20 value, absolutely free. Call 800-221-5550 now and get the 30-day slim down plan risk-free. Call 800-221-5550. 800-221-5550. Results will vary based upon the commitment to the Nutribullet slim down plan, diet, and exercise.
It is the complete NFL Countdown Show on Yahoo Sports Radio and YahooSportsRadio.com.
This is the Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show.
These are the Yahoo Sports Kings.
Once again from the Quick and Loud Studios, it's me, Gene, Rod Johnson, and Ronnie Brooks.
And we are back, folks. Once again, you are listening to the Yahoo Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show here on Yahoo Sports Radio with me, Gene, the Sports Machine, and Ronnie Brooks. Rod Johnson is out again, serving a one-show suspension. We'll talk more about that later. But hey, folks, fantasy football is around the corner. How would you like to win $100,000 free by playing fantasy football? And it's DraftKings. DraftKings Week 1, and it's free for new players. All you have to do is register today with DraftKings.com. Use the promo code SK2015. Once again, it's free for new players. You can win $100,000, okay, to play fantasy football. You have to do it. It's for week one of the NFL, and we want you to take part. So register, DraftKings.com, promo code SK2015. All right, so as you know, we're getting ready for the NFL season. Right now, teams are getting involved in the preseason, which to some it might be boring, but for us football journalist people, we have to be tuned in to every play, every down. I don't care if it's preseason or what, we have to be tuned in. But what we like to talk about and what we always see during the football season, especially when training camps start, you see a lot of scuffles. You see a lot of, players out there because they're playing against each other and it gets a little testy out there. I know it's hot out there, but we had a situation in Charlotte, North Carolina, and I'm not even going to get much into it because I have to bring on one of our great friends who always come on the Sports Kings Talk Show and chat it up with us. I'm talking about Dustin Pfeiffer. Dustin is now with WFNZ AM 610 in Charlotte. He covers the Panthers, the Carolina Panthers, and the Charlotte Hornets. Dustin, welcome to the show.
I appreciate you having me on. How you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing great, Dustin. And I tell you what, man, how are things happening in Charlotte?
Everything's good. First of all, I'm a little worried. If y'all are suspending people for a show, I got to make sure I watch what I say tonight so that don't happen to me.
Well, see, we suspended Hot Rod Johnson because he is the commissioner of our fantasy football league, right? He's been the commissioner for about 8 or 9 years. But you know what? He's only made the playoff once. So we suspended.
Ooh.
You can't run a football league and not know what the heck you're doing, Dustin.
Yeah, you definitely got to step your game up if you're going to be the commissioner.
Exactly. So, Let's talk about the Carolina Panthers, a team we know that made the playoffs last year, and I'm sure they have a lot of goals to be at Super Bowl 50 in Santa Clara, California. But earlier in the week, Dustin, something happened to Cam Newton. I saw a red shirt out there scuffling, Dustin. What happened?
Well, like you said on the intro, you know, tensions were definitely flying high. You know, a few practices in, guys getting tired of seeing the same person across from ready to hit somebody. And at Panthers training camp, Cam Newton and cornerback Josh Norman are probably the two guys who like to run their mouth the most. And Cam decided to throw an interception, and Josh Norman was trying to run it back like the defensive coordinator always tells him to do, run it all the way to the end zone. And I guess he was saying some stuff to Cam. Cam tried to run him down, and Josh Norman put a stiff arm on the quarterback with the red jersey, and Cam didn't like that too much. So they started grabbing each other's helmets, got into it. Eventually, it went all the way to the ground. There was a big pile of players trying to pull everybody off, and it definitely was right in front of the media, and that thing went viral probably about 10 minutes right after that happened.
That's amazing, man, because first of all, and I know for a fact that, hey, if you pick off the quarterback in practice, especially Cam Newton, I mean, come on. You're trying to make the team. You're trying to show, too. You know, you're trying to be a starter. I mean, in the end, you're going to be helping the team. But I know Cam Newton didn't expect that stiff arm.
He definitely didn't expect that stiff arm. And I think that's what brought it all about was that Cam was just trying to run him down. I think he thought he had the red jersey on. You know, the guy's not going to hit me. But then a stiff arm comes and you all know Cam, and you know how feisty he is. He always talks about how he's not just a quarterback. He's a football player, and he's definitely going to stand up for himself and for the offense to show that he's a leader, and he's not going to take that. Now, a lot of people will say, including myself, you don't like to see the quarterback get in those kind of situations, especially after he just gets $100 million contract. But Cam's a different breed, man. He came on a couple of practices later, and they asked him about it, and he said, you know, I'm a different quarterback. I might have a red jersey on, but that doesn't mean anything to me. What matters to me is it's helping this team get better. And, you know, if we have to get into a little scuffle, we're a big family, and that's just going to happen. So it sounds like it's water under the bridge, but it definitely was a huge story down there in Spartanburg.
Oh, yeah, it was a huge story, all right, because you're right. Cam Newton is right. He is not your ordinary quarterback now. And I always make reference to Dustin. You know, when I was out there a few years ago, and you were showing me around the Carolina Panthers facility there, and we did that press conference with Cam Newton. We sat right in front of this guy. He's in the podium. I'm looking up at this guy. He is all of 6'5", 250. Am I right?
That's absolutely right. You walk up to him, and if you knew Cam, you know it's him. But if you didn't really recognize him, you think he's probably a defensive end or a linebacker.
Exactly. And that's why I'm kind of shocked that, you know, I understand the stiff arm, but I don't know if I would have done it if I was Josh. But nevertheless, I know that, you know, they kissed and made up since. But, hey, quickly, let's talk about the expectation for the Carolina Panthers this year.
Well, I'll tell you what, Gene, I'm a native Charlottean, and I've covered this team for a lot of years now. And this has to be a season where the fans, the city, probably has the most hype around this team that I've seen in a long time. They're coming off back-to-back NFC South titles, first team to ever do that in this division, first time the Panthers have made the playoffs in back-to-back seasons in their 20-year franchise history, and they really didn't lose anybody, and they added a couple of pieces. So with the way the division's looking right now, a lot of teams still aren't that good in this division, so I would say you have to put the Panthers as the favorite, and this city thinks that it's time to do a three-peat with this NFC South division.
Yeah, because, you know, when you look at that NFC South last year, you know, and we talked when we had you on the show, I mean, at one particular time, I mean, at that division, we didn't know who was going to win, okay? But the Panthers came out there, took care of business, and I still think they had a great season despite, you know, they ran up against the Arizona Cardinals. But I think the people in Carolina and Charlotte should have high hopes this year.
Absolutely, and the record might not have been great last year. A lot of people will say, well, yeah, you won the division, but you weren't even 500. But you have to look at some of the factors that they had to deal with last year. They had to go in dealing with the Greg Hardy situation. They didn't know when he was going to play, if he was going to play. Finally, that took care of itself. and that's when the defense really got going. Then you had Cam Newton, who had a fractured rib in the preseason that he got hurt against the Patriots. He also had the car wreck middle of the season, so he was battling injuries the entire season, along with coming off ankle surgery. He misses two games, so they really had a lot of stuff going on. For them to really play as good as they did to end the year, to get into the playoffs, to win a playoff game, even though it was against a third-string quarterback, I mean, that was really impressive. And now you get everybody back. Cam is probably the healthiest he's been his entire career. He's said that numerous times. So that's the biggest thing overall for me right there is your quarterback's 100% healthy. You get most of the defense back. You add another big target wide receiver in Funches for Cam. You bring in Michael Orr at the left tackle position, which might still be the biggest question mark. But then I think the biggest thing that not a lot of people pay attention to is they really bulked up the special teams. That was probably the worst area of their team last year. It was terrible. Now they go out and they get four or five special team aces off of other teams. They get Ted Ginn back as their punt returner and another receiver weapon. So they've really added some weapons. So I look for this team, like I said, not sure exactly what they're going to do, but they have to go in as being the division favorites. Because I look at that division, I see the Saints with an aging Drew Brees who lose Jimmy Graham. Mm-hmm. I see the Falcons who have a new head coach, and their defense is still very shaky. And then Tampa Bay's got a lot of weapons, but Jameis is the number one overall pick, but he's still a rookie. So I think as of right now, the most stable team is probably the Panthers. So they'll just have to go out there and prove that.
Absolutely right, folks. Once again, we are talking with Dustin Pfeiffer. He is not a sports writer anymore. He is on radio, WFNZ, 6:10 a.m. in Charlotte, and he covers the Carolina Panthers. And you're absolutely right, Dustin. I tell you what, we're going to check back in with you, my man, somewhere once that season gets started. And I want to thank you, and I also want to thank your buddies, Colin and Danny, man. I saw them at the NFL draft in Chicago.
Yeah, those are good guys. They go and they cover the draft the last couple of years. And let me tell you, those guys, when it comes to the draft, they do their research inside and out. And, I mean, they're really good guys to work with. And we're covering this team inside and out. So we love talking football with you. And like I said, it's going to be an exciting year for the Panthers. And I'm ready to talk football, man. I'm glad it's back.
All right, Dustin. Hey, man, you take care. We'll get back with you, okay? Once again, folks, you are listening to the Yahoo Sports Kings right here on Yahoo Sports Radio.
You want all your favorite Yahoo Sports Radio shows on demand? Real simple. Go to YSRpodcast.com. YSRpodcast.com.